ओम शांति। महामिलन का महामेला,
द ग्रेट मीटिंग,
बाबा के बच्चे,
ऑल ऑफ बाबा'स चिल्ड्रन have gathered together with a lot of enthusiasm today, waiting for the moments of meeting Baba. All of us, once again, in this final turn, final chance of Baba's meeting, we are waiting to experience unlimited happiness from Baba. Now, doesn't matter where you are sitting, if the mind is still and stable, if the mind is full of godly intoxication and happiness, beautiful thoughts that quieten the mind, then it doesn't matter where you are sitting, you will experience a beautiful meeting with Baba wherever you are sitting. So, together with having class, the aim is to stabilize the mind, prepare the mind. So, everyone should be very stable, concentrated, make your stage very still, stable, concentrated. Until traffic control plays, the first thing I would say to everyone, Baba, in this last turn for meeting Baba, for this turn, Baba has given us the work of fixing a date for transforming our sanskars. So, remember that, this is what Baba has said. So we should make practical Baba's versions. Baba had also said about putting a note of your chart in Baba's box. So we should all have a thought that we all have to harmonize our sanskars so that we don't come into conflict with anyone. And I'll talk to you about this later, but one beautiful thought that everyone should keep for themselves, that is, what is it that I give importance to? Everyone should think about this, and they should talk to themselves about this. To talk to oneself is an easy method for easy effort. We talk about others all the time, but this is a very beautiful time for us to just be with ourselves, talk to ourselves. We all know that when we come into conflict, a subtle thing, we want to prove our own truth. We want others to bow down to us. We want others to experience what we want them to experience. And think about it. Is all of that important? Or is our stage, our beautiful vibrations, or our feelings for world benefit, are they more important? If I come into upheaval over little things, then the great task that lies in front of us, the big challenges that are in front of us, for which Baba inspires us in every murli, that give sakash to everyone. You are the removers of sorrow, the bestowers of happiness. You are the ones who have to finish the sorrow of others. So, are we not able to do this? So think about the self. Am I giving importance to my life? Am I giving importance to my time? Am I giving importance to my every thought? Or am I giving importance to situations? Am I giving importance to my own thoughts? Because if I do, then I can go into the depth of self-progress. Keep your stage stable. That would be the most beautiful thing to do. Or is it more elevated to come into conflict and prove ourselves to others? What is it that's going to bring self-progress? Where is there greater self-progress for me? Where is there greater benefit for me? So I should quieten my mind so much that my subconscious becomes still. So that in this world we are able to flow like the Ganges of love. We have to keep ourselves safe from conflict. Because conflict finishes our spirituality, it finishes the beauty of our lives. So think about this, that I want to free myself from conflict. And in fact, it is in our own hands of how to be free from conflict. It's not in anybody else's hands. So now the song will play. Everyone should stabilize in the thought of being the master of the self and sit in the center of the forehead and experience Baba's vibrations from up above showering down on me.
आज है सब मोहताज योग लगा कर पाप मिटा ले स्वर्ग सजा ले तू आज काम क्रोध मद लोभ मोह वश आज है सब मोहताज योग लगा कर पाप मिटा ले स्वर्ग सजा ले तू आज का योगी बनो ज्ञानी बनो योगी जीवन है प्यारा योगी जीवन है प्यारा योगी जीवन है प्यारा
एक बहुत सुंदर फीलिंग में चलेंगे.
Everyone should now be on the wave of a very beautiful feeling.
अपने भाग्य को देखकर आनंदित हो जाएं.
Seeing your own fortune.
स्वयं भगवान.
Be very blissful. That God Himself is decorating us.
हमें शक्तियों और वरदानों से सजाते हैं.
He is decorating us with. He himself is decorating us with powers.
वही टीचर बहने गेट के बाहर जगह की इंतजार कर रही हैं, तो रिक्वेस्ट आई है कि बैठी हुई टीचर बिंदु बन जाएं, शरीर छोड़ दें या थोड़ा आगे हो जाएं, बहने टीचर बहने थोड़ा थोड़ा जगह भर लें बीच में हो तो बाहर खड़ी.
She requested the teachers sitting in the hall to move a little bit forward so the teachers who are waiting outside the doors for space can come and squeeze in. So cast your eyes on your great, great fortune. It's the truth that for all of us we have done many births of charitable action. We have done bhakti with an honest heart that God Himself comes to meet us. This is the fruit of our bhakti. He gives us respect. He awakens our self-respect. And He Himself comes and decorates us. And so today Baba is coming. So let's do a very lovely practice now. Give yourself one thought. Give Baba an invitation. Hey, bestower of life, the red light, leave your throne of up above and come down. We invoke Him with a lot of love, invite Him with a lot of love. So that we merge Him in our hearts. We invoke Him wholeheartedly to merge Him in our heart. God Himself is coming, listening to our invitation. The Sun of Knowledge starts to come down. Everyone should have this beautiful experience. See Him with your divine eye. See that great light. He's spreading His rays of light as He is coming down to meet us. Khuda, God, the friend, is coming to meet us great souls. He is coming down here to meet us great souls. The Almighty Authority is coming to fill His army with strength. He Himself is coming, descending. So now imagine He's in front of you. See Him as the ocean, see Him as the Sun of Knowledge in front of you. His rays of multitude of colors spreading all around. And His rays from in front of me are falling on my face. that was a small practice
of silence, stillness.
Baba decorates us with his virtue, and we should decorate ourselves with virtue. One question you might all ask, that is very beautiful for our lives, we'll ask ourselves this question. Having attained God, have I, the soul, become contented? Be introverted, and each one should talk to themselves. The one that we have been waiting to experience. We had been doing such tapasya and renunciation and calling him that come at least once into my life, because if I experience you, if I find you, I don't want anything from the world. And so, having attained him, really, truly, have I become content? Each one should ask themselves this question, because to make oneself content, in order to finish our every desire, you know how in the world every human being is chasing one or other desire, but to say to oneself that I have attained all that I was searching for, all that could be attained, all that could possibly be attained has been attained. The one for whom my eyes had been thirsting to see, I have now seen with my heart, with, and I feel content. So to be so content that that contentment first spreads into my immediate family, and then my friends and those that I'm in connection with, and then my life of contentment gives inspiration to others, so that all souls are attracted to God. If after having attained God, there are still desires in my mind, if my mind is still stumbling in order to attain small things in life, then there cannot be divinity in my life. There cannot be satisfaction in my life, and there's unrest in the subconscious mind. So we should totally make ourselves content, completely make ourselves content. Then others will be drawn to Baba through you, and they will respect you, and whatever obstacles there may have been will all end. So at this confluence age, we have to remember that we don't want to chase after small worldly desires, because this time of ours is a time for blessings. It's not suited for great souls to be chasing after desires. It's not fitting for great souls to be chasing after desires. But for those who have had the highest attainment, this is not the time of burning in the fire of desire, but to quieten oneself and to say to Baba, Baba, having attained you, I have become satisfied, contented. So let's practice for a while. You've been hearing that those who sacrifice or surrender their body consciousness, their life, their face, their forehead, becomes a divine mirror for others, so that others can see their fortune through your mirror. They can see their life in your divinity. So now, for a few moments, completely, completely, completely go beyond the consciousness of the body. Think to yourself, I am a sparkling light. See yourself as a form of light. I, the soul, am complete with all powers. I, the soul, am the overflowing treasure store of absolute peace. And I have come into this body. I have just sat on the feet of the forehead. I am present in this little alcove of the forehead. Just for a few moments, think to yourself that this body of mine has totally disappeared. The elements of the body merge with the elements of nature, and all that is safe, saved, is this sparkling light. Just I, the soul, exist. It's our very big service, the service of virtue that Baba has been telling us about again and again, that we are on the field of action and do the service of giving the donation of virtue, seeing our virtuous life, seeing our easy life, and our relationships that are free of difficulty, our spiritual vision, the words that emerge through our lips like blessings, they leave a very deep impression on others. So for ourselves we should choose 4 or 5 virtues that daily we decorate ourselves with those virtues, and those virtues are: we need to pay attention on contentment, egolessness or humility, easiness, purity. And the last, I think he said again, easiness. So we should decorate ourselves with these 5 virtues daily. All of these virtues are merged within us, but impurity, vice, have suppressed these virtues. But if we remember these virtues, say, I want to stay in a humble state, that egolessness is my decoration, contentment is what's drawing me towards perfection, purity is my personality, then these virtues will remain in an emerged state. Each one should have the faith that these virtues are within me, because for 2,500 years we have been in this form as deities, and the deity virtues, deity sanskars, are actually within the soul. They're hidden within the soul. We simply have to activate them. We simply have to emerge them in this life. So we have to give a great deal of attention that our influence, our success in service, and our life should be one that is free of obstacle, and that will happen when there is purity. Our purity invites, invokes all virtue. Our purity is one that makes the elements sattva-pradhan. Our purity is something that makes our body, the elements, totally sattva-pradhan. Those who have come for the first time will be making their promise of complete purity to Baba and experiencing this meeting with God, and we'll continue to do that daily. Not the question that, okay, we're meeting Baba today, will it happen next year, but daily we should meet Baba. When we are very good yogis, whenever we want, we can experience the happiness of meeting with God every morning. Every morning, to experience the godly meeting, we will experience Baba's drishti. Then very beautiful experiences through relationship with God can be experienced. At the time of destruction, two things will come in front of us in a very obvious, revealed way. In all four directions, so much will be happening that we cannot even imagine, not even in our dreams. This is why we should be able to catch Baba's touching. For that, it is of utmost importance to have a stage that is viceless. Baba's very old version is that when one's stage is viceless at the time of destruction, viceless means completely viceless. Viceless means free of waste thoughts. When one is completely viceless, they will be able to catch Baba's inspirations like a wireless. There'll be the feeling that Baba is standing in front of you, he's saying something and you are listening. Baba will be in front of you at your every calling. This will be a very beautiful experience that you can experience from now. So today, being in front of Baba as you receive Baba's drishti, each one should make the promise of complete purity. The other very beautiful thing is one old message from Baba. In our pure vibrations, everyone should listen with attention, especially for doctors, very important. The pure vibrations that emerge through our eyes, there will be a great deal of healing power. Healing power means to heal, to have the power to heal anything that's going wrong. There will be, Baba's words were, there will be thousands of people in front of you, and in one glance you will give drishti to them all, and the vibrations that emerge through your drishti will liberate them of their illness. And it is the power of purity that is a very great power that enables us to come close to God and gives us the greatest cooperation to be yogi-yogis. Those who have brought purity into their lives from the beginning will have the attention that complete purity is being free or above waste thoughts or even ordinary thoughts, but to be stable in elevated thoughts. Such purity becomes a blessing to the world. So once again, let's take the vibrations of purity from Baba and give our pledge to Baba of purity, that from today, my life is in your hands. Have the thought, that I, the soul, sitting in this body, am completely pure. To have this thought that I am the sun of purity. The rays of my purity are ending the darkness of this world. See your form. I, the soul, am completely pure.
Param dham me pavitrata ke sagar.
I have the supreme purity. Seeing Baba in that supreme abode, and from that supreme being, white light, rays of white light are spreading in all four directions. Baba's rays are now coming down and merging in me. It's like a fountain of white light merging inside of me. This is the service to virtue that enables us to leave an impression on the world. We want to lead a life in a very easy way, and this is the art of living. Those who want to experience complete happiness in life, they would make their nature a very easy nature and come onto the field of action, and coming into interaction, relationship with others. Then Baba will ask us today about harmonizing our sanskars. Yes, definitely we want to harmonize with everyone. For this, I will tell you a very easy, very, very easy method to keep yourself in self-respect, stabilize in self-respect, and have the vision of respect of others, for others. My attitude, what vision am I seeing others with? It's a very easy thing that everyone should keep in their attention. The way in which I see others, those will be my vibrations, and those vibrations will reach other souls. If I'm seeing others with some other kind of vision, then I'll be thinking they have distressed me a lot, they have a lot of anger, their words are very bad for me, this person is not good, then in my relationship, always there will be bitterness. And I've heard this from many, especially those living in their households. I suggested that they should do this practice, those whose families are not in knowledge. And as they did this practice, as I suggested to them, there was such transformation in their family life. And what is the practice? For 1 minute, just sit in your household
and
see the family members and think that they are the children of Shiv Baba. They're very good souls. In fact, they are great souls. They're very, very good. So think about this and practice this in your own household. Leave aside the vision of seeing weakness and defect and just keep this one vision. Think this one is a special deity, this one is a special soul, this is a great soul. And what will happen is sweetness will come into your relationship. They will change other people's relationship too, their relationship with others too. If I think, for how long do I have to keep bowing in front of everyone? But with my vision of self-respect for myself, it will change the vision of others too. Have the vision of respect for others too, and that will change the relationship. So make a very good practice of this and increase this experience. The last thing I would say, and then we'll talk about preparing for Baba's meeting. Transformation of one's life. What is the easy method for that? I will just say in 2 minutes, the easy method, change your thoughts. Just for, as an example, in your house you may have many facilities that give you happiness. Maybe you eat good food, you have good facilities, you have a good car, you go around in a nice car, you have wealth, you enjoy that wealth, you take happiness, give happiness, but have the thought that these facilities are just there for the sake of it and they are perishable. They will not be there one day. So you might think, but why are you saying that these are perishable things? But yes, they are. And we look at other people and think for them that they are souls and they are also members of my extended family. And at one time I was with them in another birth. They were my companions in another birth. And so transform your soul. So think very beautiful thoughts for yourself and that my life is a very beautiful gift from God. I want to take the experience of bliss from this life. I want to give the experience of bliss to others. So with these beautiful thoughts, make your own mind very, very beautiful in order to transform your life. Use these types of thoughts. Today we will take blessings from Baba to make our lives so lovely. I also am thinking this thing that all of you might like to think also. Baba will come again maybe after 6-7 months. So today have the thought, the homework that Baba is going to give us today, that with an honest heart, as Baba used to say in Sakar days, that do that homework with the force of 20 nails. Tell me, are you all in agreement? Raise your hands. Are you all in agreement that whatever Baba tells us to do today, that we will do that with the force of 20 nails? If we keep this beautiful thought in our mind, if you don't know this, you should know of how our thoughts give us power. There needs to be the deep desire to do the things of our determined thoughts. Some philosophers said that nothing is impossible or difficult if there is determined faith to do it, if there's something I want to do with an honest mind, honest heart, then no power of the world, in the world, can prevent me doing it. When we have this thought that everything that Baba tells us today, I am definitely practically going to do, that will become like a blessing for me, and Baba's power will also give me that strength in my life. Everyone should pay attention to this, that we really need to have determined faith in doing this, and it will increase faith in the self, faith in the soul. Baba will come in our midst today and we will listen to Baba very attentively. For that, let there be such concentration of the mind and the thoughts that give blissful feelings. Those are the thoughts that I will emerge. So from now, let me have the thought of who it is who is coming to meet me. Who is it and who is it that he is coming to meet? The one who is going to transform the world is coming to meet his great souls, his great children. Those who love all of us so much is coming to share his love. The one that we have been waiting to meet for thousands of years is coming to quench the thirst of so many years, so many births. And so what great fortune I have that these eyes are going to meet and see God Himself. Philosophy says, the scriptures say, that that God who is not visible with these eyes is in fact going to be in front of us and we will see Him with these eyes. They say that God is not visible through the eyes, but we know, we can see Him. He has given us divine eyes. So the eyes with which we see God, we should not see any defect of anyone with those eyes. When we see that one, and we should have the wonder of how fortunate these eyes are that we are seeing God with these eyes, and have that thought that we will not see any impurity, any dirt with these eyes. Is that acceptable? Think about it, then raise your hands. You don't have to raise your hands, but that you will not see anything dirty, impure with these eyes. But if we see dirt, impurity, then the bad smell of that will fill within me. But if I see everything in a very sweet way, beautiful way, then we'll take the fragrance of that. Dadi Gulzar will come, sit on the gadi, offer bhog to Baba. We'll invoke Baba together, and Baba will come, because Baba has to come. But we should, we call Him with a lot of love. Hey, God, my friend, leave that throne of the sky up above and come down. Hey, the ocean of love, leave your land and come down. So these loving words will also attract Him. Baba is completely pure, and our vibrations of love will start to pull Him here. Baba's time of Baba's meeting is getting closer and closer, and so Baba is receiving those feelings of our love. And those feelings of love are drawing him to us. So let's welcome Baba for a few moments. With an honest heart, let's welcome Baba. Hey, ocean of love. Leave your throne up above and come down here. And you'll have a very lovely experience. God, the friend, is coming, leaving his throne and is coming down here. He comes into the subtle region and takes the body of light of Brahma Baba, and now both come together down here. The angel of light gently comes down. And is in front of us. And is giving drishti to us all. See Bap Dada in front of us, giving us drishti. Now Baba has put his hand of blessings on my head and is ready to give me blessings. With an honest mind, each one of us can take blessings from Baba. Baba is saying, children, may you be victorious. May you be the embodiment of success. May you be free of obstacles.
Swikar kar le.
Accept this.
Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.
To dadi hamare beech mein aayengi.
The Dadis will come in the midst of all of us. Dadi Gulzar will come, offer bowl. All of us will pay attention to having that stage of concentration and keeping our thoughts very sweet, very lovely. The song that will play, that I am flying up above, and the words will take us into that stage of flying to Baba to call Baba. And Baba will start to come down, and his rays will start falling on me. So it will take 5, 7, 10 minutes for Baba to come. And we'll feel we've gone up there, and then Baba's rays are falling on us. I've come down back to this body, and Baba's rays are falling onto me. After that, Baba comes, and the white lights will come on. Bap Dada will be sitting on the throne of Dadi's forehead. And everyone will stabilize their intellect on the ocean of knowledge, and we won't see anything else to make your stage so lovely that there is just you and the ocean of knowledge in front of you. You can't see anything else. 10 minutes, Baba will give drishti, so become lost in Baba's love in that time, and Baba's vibrations of absolute love will merge in you, and Baba's vibrations will spread in all four directions wherever Baba's children are sitting, will reach there. and we will be in his vibration for three and a half hours, and appreciating that we are sitting with God for such a long time. When we're sitting with Baba for such a long time, then we have that thought within us that, wow, my elevated fortune, wow, that I'm sitting in front of God, I'm receiving His vibrations. So that is such enormous fortune, such immense fortune. And as I think of my fortune, I experience a stage of bliss. And it's very nice when Baba gives drishti. Whatever is a weakness that has been an obstacle for me, surrender that to Baba with an honest heart. And then Baba's murli will be heard, and we'll take the bliss of Baba's murli and think, Baba is speaking to me. To be lost in love of Baba and do the double work of stabilizing. So one is the concentration, second is the spiritual conversation with Baba, lost in love of Baba. Today is Baba's last turn for the season. So physically we meet Baba, and then we won't say goodbye, we won't say farewell, but Baba has served us so much throughout our lives. Listening to Baba's versions, the eyes fill with tears of love, just as I am your most obedient servant. Baba says, I am your most obedient servant. So similarly, Baba says, you should become so egoless too. Take the experience of bliss from whatever is happening on the stage. Let us take the experience of bliss from what we see today, in that we have to take the experience of bliss for our lives. Everyone should have the thought that our meeting today is one that becomes a memory of birth after birth, to fill oneself with that pure feeling. In fact, a very lovely song has been written, and it's on CD also, and this is this brother is going to sing that song to us now. Everyone should be seated, and now in that stage of being lost in love, let us welcome Baba. And welcome Baba, come Baba, you are being welcomed on this earth. Let's be lost in love of God now.
बाबा तुमको जान गए
मंदिर मस्जिद गुरुद्वारे में चर्च में पूजा करते थे, कड़ कड़ में कहते थे लेकिन फिर भी ढूंढा करते थे।
आप मिले
ज्ञान मिला तन मन से सभी अभिमान गए, ब्रह्मलोक से आने वाले बाबा तुमको जान गए, ब्रह्मलोक से आने वाले बाबा तुमको जान गए। करम कर दो भगवन, इतनी आशाओं में घूमे मथुरा काशी संगम काबा, तुमसे सच्चा प्यार मिला हम सच में ही कुर्बान गए, ब्रह्मलोक से आने वाले बाबा तुमको जान गए, ब्रह्मलोक से आने वाले बाबा तुमको जान गए।
तुमको पहचान गए, ब्रह्म लोक से आने वाले पापा तुमको जान गए, ब्रह्म लोक से आने वाले पापा तुमको जान गए, पापा आपका स्वागत है, पापा आपका स्वागत है।